This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says the United States is backing out of a global arms trade treaty. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, Trump made the announcement during his speech to the gun rights group, the National Rifle Association.
The treaty regulates international trade in conventional weapons and has been waiting Senate ratification since President Obama signed it in 2013.
We're taking our signature back.
President Trump making the announcement during a speech to the NRA, which says the treaty threatens the Second Amendment. He says Democrats threaten it as well.
You let these maniacs get into office, they will take that right away.
Urging NRA members to vote Republican. The group was key to his 2016 election, but has been limping toward 2020, divided and diminished. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Trump's speech came after a U.S. federal judge sentenced a Russian gun rights proponent to 18 months in prison for conspiring with a senior Russian official to infiltrate the NRA. We get the details from AP's Ben Thomas.
Maria Butina admitted to trying to infiltrate and gather intelligence on the National Rifle Association and other conservative U.S. political groups at the direction of a former Russian lawmaker. She pled guilty to a single charge, conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent, as part of a deal with federal prosecutors. Butina has been jailed since her arrest in July of last year, and with credit for time served, will spend another 9 months behind bars. The judge also ordered she be deported upon completing her sentence. Butina said she was ashamed and embarrassed by her actions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, all three major indices rose slightly on Friday as Intel's weak results put the technology sector under pressure, and the energy index tumbled along with the price of oil. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. Sri Lankan